It's probably on a really personal level because I have stood on the sideline so much, and people that I was in bands with would be like, "You can play this as a country part. You know, this is country fiddle or bluegrass. Here you go. This is your part." And I would see them doing everything I had desired to do and ripping and roaring on these awesome, like grooving solos, putting cool distortion on their guitars. And I yearn for that, showing that violin has so many sides. It's not just country, not just bluegrass or classical, it's everything.
Musicians and artists steer clear of gender in their conversations about themselves, saying that they'd rather be looked at as just a musician. But from what I've read, being a woman and being a female musician is an important label to you. Is that true? Fair?
It's so true. Probably a couple years ago, I would always be like, I just want people to listen to me, see that I'm a good musician on my own merit, judge me with the guys, and I can hold my own. But I'm just so proud of being a woman, and just with all the people that have gone before me, all the strong women, it's just been such an inspiration. I've been in so many different groups where guys all really validate each other, and it's definitely a little bit harder to get your opinion out there. And it's just, I've found the strength in me.
I have to tell you that you have the most beautiful version of Radiohead's Creep that I've heard. What drew you to cover that song?
I have been such a fan of Radiohead, and Creep in particular, I think, really drew me in because I felt so out of place at times, and I felt so alone and so undeserving, and just the angst in his voice. Like, that was a big move to cover Radiohead. It was a scary ordeal, but you know, I was like, let's go, let's do it. Can't go big or go home.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry.
And the reason I chose that song in particular also is because at the end, that solo spoke to me. I just let my heart out with it, and I feel like that ties up the whole song in a really cool way.
It seems like a common theme that you have in a lot of the songs that I've heard is some loneliness, how we relate to each other as humans, and that relationship, especially in songs like Are We Alone, that kind of spoke to me. Is that a common theme for you, or is it just coming out that way?
It really is a common thing for me within the past couple of years, because I was raised a certain way, and when I'm figuring out who I am on my own, it's been a process where I've had a lot of rejection. And I guess through that process, I've had a lot of, you know, feelings and a lot of emotion that I've gone to my fiddle to express, basically. Lonely feelings and just a lot of emotion that has come out from not being the who everyone thought I should be.
We look to the sky.
Want to give me a specific example of some of the emotional things that you've worked out with through fiddle playing?
Well, I you know, started when I was 2, and I did a lot of fiddle competitions. My family was so supportive, and we went and, you know, toured around. I won 10 state fiddle championships and third in nationals, and had a ton of fun doing that, and it really honed my skills, and that's exactly what I think my family had pictured that they wanted me, and then started in the band scene and really went a different direction than what I think, you know, they expected. And it's a beautiful marriage between not wanting to disappoint your family and wanting them to be proud of you, but also having to be who you are.